Well, Micheál, the Great Escape.
Well, Tom, it's a great escape, but I mean, you know, credit has to go to the girls. I mean, it was the first time Donegal ever found themselves in a situation where we never had a score in the first half and that. But I mean, you know, we went in at half time and we sat them down, and basically, you know, I told them, basically, you know, if they ever had to believe in themselves, now they had to believe in themselves. And basically, I think, you know, that, I mean, the heart and basically the hunger and basically the belief that these girls have in themselves, you know, it's a huge, huge credit to come out and basically score 114 in the second half after not getting a score in the first half and that. And we knew that, basically, you know, that if we got a score and we settled, you know, we had the players to, you know, to tap on scores, and, you know, basically, you know, they showed great heart, and every score that we got, you know, we lifted basically the intensity, and as the game went on, you know we played better as a unit, and again that bit of belief was coming in, and the more belief they were getting, the better they were playing.
Yeah, what was it, a bit of rustiness, was it, or what, in the first half? Because I know Armagh came out and they were quite aggressive and quite physical and really tore into you, but you seemed to be off the pace of the game as well.
It were probably a bit off the pace, but Tom, I mean, there was a huge, huge wind out there today. It was a huge, huge wind, even for kickouts or even for going for scores. The wind, you know, played a huge, huge part in the game. I mean, and you know, like, I mean, we knew that breathing, maybe it was 6-7 points, you know, but I mean, they had won 8, they had 11 points, and, you know, we knew it was a big mountain and that. But I mean, you know, definitely, like, I mean, you know, probably girls, probably, you know, when things go wrong, they go wrong, and that, I mean, and Betty, you know, when we didn't get the bounce of the ball or the rubber green, you look very rusty, and when you start playing, Betty, and you start getting scores, you know, you're a different team, and you know that's Betty. But I mean, we have a lot to work on, but we're in the final. I mean, and it's better being in the final with work to do than Betty going into the playoffs.
Yeah, in that first half, some of the decisions went against you as well, I thought, and you know, the refs had their interpretations on the rules. In fairness, he probably was consistent applying them, but he certainly seemed to have a big problem with the player being tackled and running into a tackle.
Yes, I mean, like some of the tackles, I mean, ladies football is an uncontact sport. I mean, some of the tackles out there today were crazy, and I advise my concerns too, and I mean, but the reality of the situation, I mean, you know, some of the tackles like that are not acceptable and ladies football, that mean. And you know, again, I was very worried someone would get seriously injured with some of the tackles. Yeah. That mean, and you know, as you're right to say, I mean, the first half, I mean, some of the stations, I mean, Geraldine knew a bit, you know, I felt, you know, should have three frees at least in the first half as well. But look, I mean, you know, that's for another day. I mean, like, you know, you're right. I mean, probably a great escape, but I mean, look, we're in the final. We have 3 weeks to prepare. We have a lot of work to do, and you know, I mean, we're just glad we came out the right side of the road today.